Jesus' wondrous name, we come to you. Thank you that you've invited us into the midst of the throne room. Thank you, God, that the veil has been rent in twain. Thank you, God, that we fall on that throne. Praise your name, Lord Jesus, for mercy and grace. God, there's deep needs this morning. Lord, we all have them. And it's you that we need to fill each and every one of them. God, give us the boldness this day to cry out to you, Lord Jesus, to break up the fallow ground in hearts, God, that's been there I don't know how long, but it's time to come forth, dear Lord. Come forth praising you with our lips, dear Jesus. Lord, knowing that you're the balm in Gilead, that you're the cure to it all, that you're the healer of the nations, Lord God, but you're the healer of the soul. Lord, let us take that so personally this day. God, everything, by you all things consist. God, you're the strengthener. Lord, you're the one that holds it all together. Lord, let us look to you, the author and finisher of our faith. God, it is you. It's your wondrous Son. Lord, we glory in the blood. We're so thankful for the freely shed blood of your Son, the Lamb of God. Help us to be the Lamb's wife who is making herself ready. Lord, let your word come forth, quicken today. Lord, anoint our hearts. Lord, your word is already anointed. May your Holy Spirit just bring it home to our lives today. May we magnify the beauty of Jesus Christ. And it's in his name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Brothers and sisters, let's open our Bibles up today to the 116th Psalm. What a precious psalm it is. And we'll read from the 16th verse of the 116th Psalm. O Lord, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thy handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, he's made you free. Praise the Lord. And you are free indeed. I will offer to thee, and here we go, the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord. Now I'm grateful to God. I believe there's hearts here today calling out the sacrifice of thanksgiving. And what a sweet-smelling sacrifice it is to God. David's heart here is overwhelmed. He's overflowing with the peace offering to God. Now, brothers and sisters, to put us into remembrance, this is the third offering in sequence as the offerings that were made by the priest for the children of Israel in the Old Testament. The first offering was that burnt offering. Jesus Christ, the blood poured out so freely upon that cross. Hallelujah. Access to God and peace with God. Praise the Lord. Peace with God. But it didn't stop there. The meal offering, Jesus' very life offered out. The complete sacrifice for us. Suffered, tried. And I love that. Praise the Lord. Very God, a very God. He could have just said, well, it's going to just be this way and I'm going to be faithful and I'm not going to fail you, but you just go through it. He lived it. Very God, a very God, became very man, a very man. Tested, tried in every way for us, brothers and sisters. He's tried and tested it. Proved himself, praise the Lord, proved the magnificent Father in the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Now, that brings us to the peace offering today. The peace of God provision. The peace of God. Peace with God, now peace of God. The peace that passes all understanding. His very peace. We're talking about inner peace today, brothers and sisters. We can understand that we have peace with God as Christians. But he wants the peace that passes all understanding to dwell in us. That provision has been given to you. The inner peace. It is well peace. Oh my goodness. And brothers and sisters, it dwells in us as we offer up the praise of thanksgiving for the sacrifice. The praise of thanksgiving for the sacrifice. That's right. The sacrifice of thanksgiving is where all thankfulness comes from. The cross. The finished work. The finished work of the cross. By one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Now the other day, I went to a funeral. And I am grateful to God for his word. I rejoice when his word is uttered. I do. I'm thankful to God as I walked through a cemetery and I would see the scriptures. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I'm so thankful that there's people that in those times are looking to the Lord. And you best be looking to the Lord right now. Because let me tell you something, there is a great death upon this earth. There is. The evil of man is waxing worse and worse. And the enemy is just about to be set forth to come forth as a roaring lion. So you think he's been coming forth pretty fiercely now. Let me tell you something. There's a time that's coming. He's coming forth as a roaring lion. God help us. And he has. And we have the shield and the buckler. The high tower. Hallelujah. The rock that is higher than I. Hallelujah, that he sets me upon every time the waves start to come about. Every time there's a doubt, every time there's a fear. The grace of God is there, brothers and sisters. And he's calling to us today. Apprehend my grace. I was just again rejoicing with him. Lord, you've given us everything. Blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. But praise the Lord, he loves that fellowship. Matter of fact, he wants companionship. Did your heart just miss a beat? Oh, it's wondrous to fellowship. But as the Father said, oh son, it's not good for man to live alone. He needs a wife. He needs a companion. And praise be to God, we've been invited to come in. Not just sup at a table, but to dine candlelight for two. Oh, I'm telling you, it's mighty. He's called you to it. You say, oh, brother, that's a fairy tale of a somewhere. No, it's not. He said, all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. He said, I would that all men be saved and come, and we'll just say it just like this, to an intimate knowledge of the Lord. Go look up that word knowledge there. It's the greatest of intimacy there ever could be. The intimacy between a husband and a wife to know each other. In the most intimate of ways. Becoming one. Isn't it awesome? Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it mighty? Oh my goodness, brothers and sisters, I don't know how we can contain ourselves. I thought people would be bursting out from here. But I'll leave that to the Lord. How many times over and over I used to hear Brother Hill say to folks, oh, brother, I just felt like praising the Lord. Well, why didn't you? Why let a time like that pass? Those are the best of times. Don't let this old world beat you down. Don't let the things of this life just confine you and constrain you from being the vessel of praise that you are to God. Don't be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's time to be bold in the great wonderful Savior that we have. To be thankful for Him. To be grateful for eternal life. Isn't that wonderful? That He gave you His very life. And that He didn't leave us alone. No, we're never alone. My goodness, is that brother, he was sitting there in his Sunday school class today. Not a one showed up there. There were others, but there wasn't one in his class. But he said, "Where two are gathered." And I looked at him, and isn't that wonderful? Because he never leaves us nor forsakes us. See, you got your two right there. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that precious? That's the greatest fellowship that we can have, brothers and sisters. The time with Jesus is the best time well spent. And he knows it, and he's called us to it. But by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. And as I was mentioning, going to that service and listening to Scripture, but looking all around, every painting, every crucifix had him still on that cross. And I'm telling you, it was only the Lord that did constrain me to not stand up and to say, we serve a risen Savior. He's risen. He's alive. Praise God, he died and became sin for us. Oh, hallelujah, he became sin for us. I'm free from all that. I know I'm free from that. He's promised me never to be remembered again. And he rose and he ascended and he seated. And we're seated together with him today. Oh, the praise of thankfulness for the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Once and for all, it is finished. The sacrifice of thanksgiving is to praise him, brothers and sisters, for his magnificent grace that brought us unto God. That brought us unto God. It's not conditionally. It's not temporary, is it? Oh no. But never to be separated from his love, never to be rejected out of his presence. This old world is so cruel. It's a cruel world. Don't look to it for your comfort. It will hurt you time and time again. This world is looking for your mistake. It's looking for your trip up. It's looking for your mess up. I feel sorry for these ones that have become famous. They build them up and build them up to tear them down, to pick and to go after. The Lord Jesus Christ says, you take the word of my grace, it'll build you up and give you an inheritance among them that are sanctified. And I read about my brothers and sisters in Christ that are sanctified, that are rejoicing with him face to face today. And I rejoice for Moses, and I rejoice for Elijah, and I rejoice for Ruth. But I'm talking about a brother Paul set apart. That when that brother was anointed of the Holy Spirit, he said, you know what? Not to me only, but to all them also. That love his appearing is that crown of righteousness. Now go out there and win it. Don't run as those that beat the air. Be fully purposed to come after me. I'll give you my word. I back it up. I'm even going to take seat at the right hand of God, because you need the Holy Spirit to come and to give you power. Power from up on high. You've been sheepish about loving me. You've been hesitant about coming fully forced, about coming fully after me. But after he has come, oh my goodness, he'll lead you into all truth. He'll have you running. He'll renew your strength. He'll make your arms like steel bands. He'll give you the ability to leap over walls for me. You'll come after me. You'll leave family. You'll leave the ones that you love, because lovest thou me more than these? Yes, I do, Lord. He's pulling hard. He's tugging at the reins of our heart today, brothers and sisters. But today we must go. Today we must offer up this thanksgiving of sacrifice. The sacrifice of thanksgiving for his grace. And just as he evidenced, brothers and sisters, he's worthy. Huh? He's worthy. Now I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm not worthy. Time and time again, brothers and sisters, I fail to believe him. Time and time again, brothers and sisters, I show that I am not faithful. But yet he abides faithful. And he abides faithful to the end. He's faithful forever, even in my unbelief. He pours forth his magnificent grace. He pours forth his magnificent grace. And he tells me, son, you're my son forever. And all I do is I just fall before him and I say, Jesus, I want to believe you more. Take all my unbelief away. Give me great grace to not just see your handiwork, but to see your workmanship. There's a difference there. Handiwork of the stars that he set. This earth that so incredible self-sustains. They worry about it running out of water all the time. He's had it producing water all by itself, self-contained for I don't know how long. But he said, as marvelous as that is, son. Oh, God, constrain me to remain sober for your sake. But he said, you're my masterpiece. Will you grow up into it? Son, will you grow up into it in all things? And I'm telling you, I'm offering up the sacrifice of thanksgiving today. Now, just as evidence of great faith is great thankfulness, know that. You want the evidence in your life of great faith? You'll be thankful. You'll be thankful in all things. You will be. So is the evidence of great peace. A heart full of thankfulness is a heart full of peace. And you see what thankfulness does in our wonderful text we read? At the very end of it all, praise ye the Lord. What thankfulness does. It just praises the Lord. It says, thank you, Jesus. It just says, I'm grateful to you, God. And you see, that's what it always does. We will never fully praise Him, though, unless our hearts and minds and bodies and souls are completely thankful. All things. You know, you get to reading back in Leviticus 7 about this sacrifice here. You'll be amazed how many different kinds of unleavened bread and an unleavened wafer. A lot of different things in this sacrifice. Are you thankful in all things? Or are you going to try to pick and choose with Him? Huh? You're not offering up the sacrifice of thanksgiving unless it's for all things. I pray you take this right. But let Him show off in you. You ever just sat there and saw Him do something in your life and you just know you had nothing to do with it? I mean, Lord, that's just so beyond me. You're just showing off. I mean it in such a good way. And I sit there and I say, thank you. Thank you. That's the miracle. That's the miracle. That's what you do. That's who you are. And yet here we have these religions of today. And I'm talking Christian religions. See, that's what they've done. They've taken Christianity and they made it a religion. But Christianity will never be a religion. Christ in me is the hope of glory. That's Christianity. It's not man's thoughts or ways. And in Romans chapter 10 verse 2 it says, they had a zeal for God, but not according to the knowledge. Not according to the knowledge. Oh my goodness, religion praises its own efforts, doesn't it? It praises its effort to withhold and complete the law. It praises its traditions, its feelings, satisfied, if you can imagine this, in their accountability. Oh my. Let's get it straight today. The knowledge of God is grace. The knowledge of God is grace. The knowledge of God is to understand that God is satisfied with one thing, and that's the life of His Son. And that's what I'm praising Him about today. Because He didn't give me a replicator. He didn't give me a type of it. He gave me His Son's very own life. And praise God, it changed me. It changes me from glory to glory, even in, as the brother prayed today, His very image. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm satisfied with God being satisfied. What did He say? Just like it is, just what it is. I want to be satisfied with how God is satisfied. And He's satisfied in one thing, and that's His Son. Man, we're back to simplicity, aren't we? Oh, I love it. The knowledge of God, brothers and sisters, is His unmerited favor. Unmerited. Just what it is. His unsurpassing, beyond finding out, incredible love for us. And He's invited us in to know the breadth and the length and the depth and the height. And to be grounded in it. That means planted in it. Living in it. Thriving in it. Not just something up here. But something, God, I'm just going to be. I'm just going to be. Oh, that's why we sing today. Do you know that? That's why we're singing. That's why we're praising Him. It's all His great love. See, even in times, brothers and sisters, when there doesn't seem to be a flicker of joy to be found, there's always a still small voice. You wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the still small voice. You know what it always says without fail? See the salvation of God. He wants you to see the salvation of God today. The salvation of God has saved you from everything. It bought the victory for you for everything. And He just wants you to look at it. It's the Lamb of God. To behold the Lamb. The sacrifice of thanksgiving. It's the Lamb. The finished work. We praise Him, brothers and sisters. See, you'll never have the peace of God until you celebrate that you have peace with God. Do you see how satisfied He is with us? Because we come before Him today covered in the blood. You come before Him, whether you know it or not, as a Christian, covered in the blood. That's why He calls to you today. That's why He calls to you. Even when a sin may be reigning in your life. Because the Father can't help it. Because He sees His Son. And I'm telling you, if we can't praise Him for that today, I can't say that, because you can praise Him for that today. That's it. See, He cannot deny Himself. He can't. And you know, God's greater than you, and you, and you, and you, and you. You know, He's greater than everything. And you know, as you gave your life to Him, and God said, I can't deny myself, neither can you. You can't. Now wake up. It's time to live the sacrifice of thanksgiving. It's time to take that altar out everywhere we go. Everywhere. See, that's the little things. See, I'm happy for you for this week. If you got together with family, if you were thankful for family, you should be. If you were thankful for food and fellowship and all of those things. But I'm going to tell you something. That thankfulness is fleeting. That thankfulness will be gone. It won't last. But there's a thankfulness that's going on and on and on, sister and brother. I'm telling you, it's so good, brother. It's so wonderful. Amen. I can't believe it. It's so amazing that I'm rejoicing in it today, and I'm rejoicing in it for my family in Christ. I'm seeing it. I'm loving Him by the grace of God because He first loved me. Because He first loved me. Oh, hallelujah. The sacrifice of thanksgiving, brothers and sisters. It's never moved. It's never moved. I'm going to let Him do it because He's doing it. The moment by moment gratitude of the blood. The breath by breath thankfulness. For the man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever. Guilt, fear is a lie. For the man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins, forever, sat down at the right hand of God. And you know what? When you sit down, it's finished. It's complete. I'm going to rest in that today. And He's going to stand up, as the brother sang today. It's going to be face to face. Let's bow our heads. Dear God, we thank You again for Your drawing of our hearts. Lord, we thank You for Your fellowship. But I thank You, Lord, that You're asking for companionship. God, help us to see this morning. I thank You for Your tender mercy to every life that's here today. God, Your grace brought us into this church today. Your grace brought forth Your word and word of grace, Lord. Your truth and love pouring forth. Lord, help us to take it to heart today. Help us that this would be a time that would not be wasted. That we would redeem this time. That we would come before You. Come even to kneel down at this altar this morning. And Lord Jesus, to say to You, thank You. I'm offering up the sacrifice of thanksgiving. We pray to You in Jesus' name. Amen.